Emotions as revelatory. Having subjected reason and logic to destruction and then set them aside as merely one superficial way of thinking, one that the Greeks had established fatefully for all subsequent Western thought, we need another route to being and nothing. We can try to explore language without the presuppositions of reason and logic, but even the elements of language, words, have evolved over time and become so twisted and crusted over with layers of meaning that they almost entirely hide being from us. Their original force and contact with reality has been lost. We can, therefore, try to strip away from our language the encrusted layers to reveal the words that had original and genuine connective force to being, but that will require special efforts. For Heidegger, the special effort that is required is emotional, an exploratory letting oneself go into the revelatory emotions of boredom, fear, guilt, and dread. Boredom is a good mood to start with. When we are bored, really, really, really bored, we are no longer engaged with the ordinary, trivial, day-to-day things that occupy most of our time. When we are bored, quote, drifting hither and thither in the abysses of existence like a mute fog, unquote, all beings become a matter of indifference, undifferentiated from one another. Everything merges or dissolves into an undistinguished unity. Progress has thus been made. Quote, this boredom reveals what is in totality. Unquote. Real boredom takes one away from one's normal focus on particular beings and one's cares for them, and diffuses one's awareness into a sense of being as a whole's being revealed to one. But this revelation also brings with it anxiety and dread, for part of the process of the dissolution of particular beings into a state of undifferentiation is the dissolution of one's own sense of being a unique, individual being. One has the feeling of beings being dissolved into an undifferentiated being, but at the same time, one has the feeling of one's self-identity as also slipping into a state of being nothing in particular. That is, of becoming nothing. This is distressing. Quote, in dread, we are in suspense, wir schweben. Or, to put it more precisely, dread holds us in suspense because it makes what is in totality slip away from us. Hence, we too, as existence in the midst of what is, slip away from ourselves along with it. For this reason, it is not you or I that has the uncanny feeling, but one. Unquote. This sense of dread that comes with the sense of dissolution of all beings along with oneself was for Heidegger a metaphysically potent state. For in effect, one gets a foretaste of one's own death, a sense of one's being annihilated, a sense of going into nothingness, and thus a sense of getting to the metaphysical center of being. One must absolutely not, therefore, give into one's overpowering sense of distress and run away from dread and back to the safety of one's petty day-to-day life. One must embrace one's dread and surrender to it, for, quote, the dread felt by the courageous, unquote, is the emotional state that prepares one for the ultimate revelation. That ultimate revelation is of the truth of Judeo-Christian and Hegelian metaphysics. In dread, we come to feel that being and nothing are identical. This is what all philosophy based on the Greek model had missed, and what all philosophies not based on the Greek model had been struggling toward. Quote, nothing, wrote Heidegger, not merely provides the conceptual opposite of what is, but is also an original part of essence, unquote. Heidegger credited Hegel with having reclaimed this lost insight for the Western tradition. Quote, pure being and pure nothing are thus one and the same. This proposition of Hegel's is correct, unquote. Hegel, of course, got it from trying to resuscitate the Judeo-Christian account of creation, in which God created the world out of nothing. As Heidegger put it, in reaffirming that Judeo-Christian claim, quote, every being, insofar as it is a being, is made out of nothing, unquote. So, after abandoning reasoning and logic, after experiencing real boredom and terrifying dread, we unveil the final mystery of mysteries. Nothing. In the end, all is nothing, and nothing is all. With Heidegger, we reach metaphysical nihilism.